Joe, good to see you again. Good to catch up. You have an art gallery. I forget how long that's been around. Not too terribly long, right?
Not too long. I believe I'm starting my fourth year.
Yeah.
Started it right on the first of January.
Location?
I'm in O'Brienville. I'm on the south side of the street, closer to Walnut Hills than to Hyde Park. I'm in the west end of O'Brienville. And O'Brienville is on Madison Road. It's between Walnut Hills and Hyde Park. And it's a great little neighborhood of boutiques and shops and restaurants. And more breweries. You can't have enough breweries.
How do they all stay in business is what I want to know.
I guess the millennials do nothing but drink beer. That's all they do.
I'd love to know how many there are in our area.
It's hard to keep count because they're opening weekly.
Every week or two.
Yeah, right.
Well, many people, myself included, think of Joe Stewart as maybe a musician, maybe a handyman, construction worker, architect.
Not an architect, but I'm a builder.
When did painting and this sort of art come into your life?
Well, I was divorced a number of years ago, and I met Gilda Horn, who is now my wife, and she's a full-time painter. She has a fine arts degree from Miami. She has a portrait painting business, as well as she teaches art in her studio at Essex Place over in Walnut Hills. And when we were dating, we would find ourselves at museums. So she realized that I had something going on for art, and she said, well, you should learn to paint. So I went over to Baker Hunt in Covington and started taking Wednesday night classes. I'm a little bit of a compulsive person, and I liked it. I've always done creative things, woodworking, you name it. And so painting really hit me as something that I could do really for the rest of my life. So I continued on with it, and so I'm primarily self-taught, but I've taken a number of workshops with professional artists that are well-known, and I've honed my craft, and painting is a craft. A lot of people say, oh, I don't have any talent for paint. I could never do that. I can't even draw a stick figure, and it's a craft. It can be learned. It just takes time. You have to put in the hours to be able to turn out anything. So after about 5 years of painting, I finally started putting out some decent work.
Did you initially get some, and maybe still do, good critique from Gilda?
I do. She's great. And I'm also a member of the Cincinnati Art Club, and the art club sponsors two critiques a month at the club in Mount Adams. And I'm a pretty regular follower of the critique. It's the first Tuesday of the month, and anywhere from 10 to 30 people will show up and put their paintings up for the crowd to critique. And it's all positive. Some people have a hard time people critiquing their work. Others, you know, take it in stride. And I think it's wonderful because you have people that are talented and have fresh eyes, and they're looking at your work and giving you suggestions. So I think it's a good learning tool.
You have a special fondness, I guess, for the Adirondacks. What happens there on an annual basis that you attend?
Well, there's a movement in art. It's one of the fastest growing movements in art right now. It's called plein air painting.
Explain.
Okay. Plein air is a French term, and it means in the fresh air. There's a long history of painters going outside, setting up their easel, and painting from life. And it's really taken hold primarily with the baby boomers, but younger people as well. A lot of the baby boomers are retiring, and they're saying, well, what am I going to do with my life? I don't want to play golf. And a number of them say, well, you know, I've always wanted to paint. So there's a good friend, his name is Eric Rhodes, and he's the publisher of Plein Air magazine, which is the best-selling art magazine on newsstands and has been for a number of years. It's a really quality publication. And he has a camp on Upper St. Regis Lake in the Adirondack Mountains. And so coming up this June will be the 10th anniversary of the Plein Air Invitational. Eric rents Paul Smith's College of the Adirondacks and invites up to 100 painters, first come, first serve, to come up and paint. We stay in the dorms, which is, you know, thin mattress, not great accommodations. And we eat food in the cafeteria, and then we go out and paint all day. Come back at night, have dinner. There's a small bar, and a number of us will sit around and play guitars, and somebody will volunteer to have their portrait painted, and a number of people will paint portraits. And so you've got a bunch of crazy artists up there, and we're all good buddies. This year's the 10th anniversary. I'll be going there again in June.
Have you been involved in all 10?
No, this will be my fifth year.
Okay.
So I came along halfway through. And it just gets into your blood, you know. It's It's a 13-hour drive all the way up. It's almost on the Canadian border. It's near Lake Placid. Beautiful woods and lakes and streams, wildlife. You can't turn around without bumping into a waterfall.
It's custom made for this sort of thing.
It is. It's exactly what it is.
Back to your gallery. What do you show there? Whose paintings have you there?
Well, a lot of my paintings and some of Gilda's and another artist named Trish Weeks, who is more of a contemporary painter, and Ron Johnson, who is a Cincinnati painter that's well known. And from time to time, I'll put on a show and I'll invite artists that I've met and whose work I like. And we'll have a show that's usually up for 3 to 4 weeks. I'll have an opening. So I'm trying to always have fresh stuff on the walls for people to see.
What are the hours of the gallery?
Well, that's the big question, because I'm also in the construction business, so I'm not always there during the day. But my office manager is there Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 9:30 to 5. And I'm almost always in the gallery on Saturday from 11 to 4 and by appointment.
Besides the Adirondacks, do you have any favorite spots to go and set your stuff up?
Oh, yeah. My wife and I go up to the Leland Peninsula up in Glen Arbor, Michigan every year. And Michigan, especially the Leland Peninsula, is a great place to paint. You've got the dunes and, of course, Lake Michigan, and it's just very conducive. So we paint there. And I collect photographs from my travels, and we've been fortunate enough to be able to take some European trips. I think I've got, I don't know, about 3,000 photographs on my computer that serve as reference material if I need something.
From
different trips, from all over. Mm-hmm. And gone down to New Harmony, Indiana for the first brush of spring, which is a plein air event. There are plein air painting events all over the country now, and some of them are open to all. Some of them are by invitation. It's a very growing, it's actually called the new golf because so many people are doing it now.
I'll get back to your gallery and the location of it. It's on Madison. It's in O'Brienville in terms of...
Well, most people are familiar with what used to be Bob Ronker's running spot.
Yes.
It's now Jackrabbit. Bob retired. I'm about 4 doors west of Bob Ronker's.
Okay. On that side of Madison.
It's on the south side. And it's a charming building. It was built in the 40s. It was patterned after an English shop. So it has a nice bay window, and it's beautiful inside. It's more like your living room than it is a big fancy gallery with, you know, stark white walls. So it's a friendly place to come and look at art.
Nice.
Hopefully buy some art, chat about art.
Good for you. I'm thinking you're liking this.
I do, and I love being in my space. My studio's on the second floor, so when I'm done with construction work at the end of the day, I just go in the studio and shut the door and turn the other side of my brain on.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Hey, we're going to put a link to your gallery on our website, wvxu.org. Joe Stewart is who we've been visiting with and catching up with. And again, congratulations. It sounds like you're in a good spot.
Thank you. Good to see you again, Brian.
And I'm Brian O'Donnell for Around Cincinnati.